One gets a very funny picture of his friend. He wants to post it on Facebook. He thinks it's a very funny thing to do. But in fact, if there was a gun to one's head and he was told to post that picture on the internet, it might very well be Ya'areg Val Ya'avor. The Gemara says in Masechet Sotan, Afir Amud Bet, Noach lo la'adam she'apila etzmo l'kivshan shalesh. It's better for a person to throw himself into a fiery furnace, milavim p'nei chaviro v'rabim, than to embarrass his friend in public. So Tosfot asks, if this is really Ya'areg Val Ya'avor, how come it's not in the big three? You learn how the Gemara in Sanhedrin, everybody's probably seen it at some point. Gemara talks about three different Averot that are Ya'areg Val Ya'avor. How come the Gemara doesn't mention Halbanat P'nei Chavero Berabim in that Gemara as well? So Tosfot says, very simple, those things are Mefurash Bekra, those things all have Pesukim. This one doesn't. It's not a comprehensive list. There are more things on the list such as this. Rabbeinu Yonah in Sha'arei Teshuvah says very a different answer. He says that it's under a subcategory of Resicha. When you kill someone, Rashi tells us the whole story with the blood. So Halbanat P'nei Chavero is the same. Halbanat P'nei Chavero Berabim is the same thing. But the Meiri says the whole thing is an Agadita, Derech Tzachut, the Gemara talks about, and Rav Shechter, Rav Henkin, both passing that way, but Rav Shlomo Zalman passes like Tosfot and Rabbeinu Yonah. And that is Ya'areg Val Ya'avor. Rav Avadia is with Tzarech Yon, Od Chazon Amoed. He never got back to it. But Rav Avadia writes also, he takes it very seriously, that it could very well be Ya'areg Val Ya'avor. So we have two Shitot, one saying that it's Davka Min Adin, person has to kill himself, rather than Bimavim Pnei Chaviro Beravim, and another one says just an Agadita, Chomer HaYisur, exaggerating the Yisur to show us how bad it is. Rav Yashiv takes a middle stance. And the Ha'arot, Rav Yashiv says, in Masachet Berachot, that we have to learn. The Gemara says, where did it come from? Where do we know this from? From Tamar. Tamar could have embarrassed Yehuda, but she chose not to. What was the Halbanat Pnei Chaverov, Tamar, Yehuda, and Tamar? It was Halbanat Netzach. The Torah is going to record this for eternity. It's not a 5-minute, you know, make fun of your friend and everybody forgets about it afterwards type thing. This is an eternal embarrassment. It's not a short thing. It's not transient at all. It's a permanent one. Halbana netzach is Ya'areg Val Ya'avor. Stam halbana is not. So that could very well be. So Rav Yashar says, Bazman Hazeh, we're not so good at figuring these things out, so it wouldn't be Ya'areg Val Ya'avor, but it is halakha. It's just not so lemaaseh. But perhaps in a world where you never know if something is really deleted when you try to, on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, though, it could very well be Halbana Netzach. A person posts something that's very, very embarrassing. It could be Halbana Netzach, and it could be Ya'areg Val Ya'avor. Have a great day.